Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Hangover Podcast, where today it's going to be me, Dello Kill, and the co-host, ASU Julian, as we're going to dissect what happened in the CSFL last week, get into discussion about possible rankings, maybe standout players, and we'll even get into next week. So without further ado, let's bring in our co-host, ASU Julian. How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm doing good. You know, got some drinks in me, but I'm ready to start this podcast.
I mean, that's kind of part of the name right there.
Of course.
All right, and today with us, we have a standout player this week, really put on a show. He is in the Offensive Player of the Week running, and that is the one and only Oliver Cabot. How you doing today, buddy?
Pleasure to be here. It's actually pronounced cat.
All right. Cabot. I'll try and remember that, and probably just say Oliver. And also joining us today is Michael Rury. He is the AD at Nebraska, and we're lucky to have him on today. How you doing today?
Good.
All right. So we're going to get started here, kind of just recap what happened in week one. We're going to kind of read off the scores here. So week three. We had EMU and Ohio play. That was the first game of the week, if I'm right.
That was the last.
Last game of the week? Okay, so these are in descending order.
Yes, okay. Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so with week three, we had it starting off with Miami, Florida. Does that sound right to everybody?
Nope, OU and us.
Okay, well, I'm just going to read it in order of the website. All right, so in week three, we had EMU and Ohio meeting up. That ended in a score of 73-55 with EMU getting the victory. We also had in MAC play Toledo versus Kent State, and that did not turn out well for Toledo, the final score being 45-20 in favor of Kent State. We had a rivalry game. A big one between LSU and Alabama. And, well, the hype for the rivalry did not live up to a good game because LSU ended up running all over Alabama by a score of 52-31.
Yikes.
Then we had Miami versus Nebraska. And unfortunately for Rory, this one did not work out. Miami topped Nebraska by 1 point, 24-23. And we also had Tennessee versus Auburn and an SEC matchup right there that ended in a score of 27-22. OSU, Florida State, and this one was a very close game down to the edge with a final score of 38-34 in favor of Florida State. Struggles for Ohio State continue. And in more action, we saw Florida and Washington, and Florida put on full display, and they came out with another impressive performance, topping Washington by a whopping 49-16. We had a CSFL MAC mashup in week three between Wisconsin and Bowling Green, and Wisconsin kind of struggled in this one, and the scoreboard doesn't reflect that. The score was 38-19, and we'll probably get into that game later. We had a very underlooked but very good Missouri team taking on Texas A&M with a final score of 38-9 in that one. Missouri takes down Texas A&M. Oklahoma State and USC played over the week with a final score of 47-30 in favor of OSU. We had Iowa and NIU in another MAC versus CSFL mashup where Iowa absolutely tore apart NIU in a quite embarrassing score of 52-3.
Oh, here comes the big one.
We had Boise versus Texas as Texas was able to take Boise State down to the wire and won by a score of 48-45. We had Notre Dame versus Oregon. Some are saying that Notre Dame is ranked number one in the CSFL. However, they had some struggles against Oregon, and this one only winning 34-31. We had Michigan versus Clemson, and I think everyone can guess who lost this one. No shade to Michigan or Allen here. But unfortunately, it did not turn out in Michigan's favor, per usual, as we had a score of 38-26. Clemson takes down the Wolverines. We had Oklahoma and Texas Tech in the Hangover Bowl. And it's sad to say that Oklahoma defeats Texas Tech 42-28.
Boomer Sooner.
In fact, Texas Tech is so embarrassed over the loss, their logo does not even show up on the CSFL website for that game.
Storylines.
And also, to wrap up our score updates for week number three here, we had Miami, Florida versus Florida.
That was last week.
Yeah, that was week two.
Well, it shows that in week three scores.
Yeah.
So, I guess I already read a Florida score earlier, didn't I? All right, we'll just edit that part out. Thank goodness we have editing tools, right, guys?
Yeah.
All right, so we ended with what? Oklahoma, Texas Tech.
Yeah, that was the first game.
All right, so that was the scores for week number three in the CSFL. And this is an open discussion over the topic. We'll start with our co-host, ASU. And Julian, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, there was a bunch of interesting games. LSU-Bama. LSU had started off 0-2, so we needed to see them, you know, be alive, and they showed it. And then the Miami-Nebraska game, I just touched on that for a second. That is just – that was just so unfortunate how it ended.
Utter heartbreak.
Oh, dude. It hurts my soul, and I play them in 2 weeks. So, like, it just – it hurt me, fam. Okay, and then Tennessee beating Auburn. Tennessee looks like a whole new, brand new team.
Tennessee's looking like a weapon this year. They could definitely be in contention for
those volunteers.
Exactly. There's plenty of time. They're 1-0 in conference play now. Like, no worries from them.
Definitely a surprise team this year.
Washington needs to step up their game. They have looked very, very underwhelming since their. Did they even win week one? I'm sure they did, right?
I'm honestly, yeah.
Hold on, I'll check real quick. Yeah, they won. Yeah, they beat Ohio State 27-20.
Oh, well, I mean, that's Ohio State. Is that really a big accomplishment?
Oh, yikes. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, Chef.
Yeah, I had to throw the shade.
And then Oklahoma State bouncing back and showing that they are one of the top teams.
Yeah, Oklahoma State really, really needed that game.
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, they showed up. Iowa getting their first W. Go Tatted and Lyle Fletcher.
For granted, it was against NIU.
Yeah. I'm
going to go a little biased here and say that Texas Tech still owns Iowa.
Oh.
And, yeah, I'm still living in that suite that they gave me, man. They were so embarrassed of the loss, they had to give me a home, so.
Yikes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually recording at a Kinnikinick Stadium, if you didn't know. Oh. Kinnick Stadium.
The acoustics did sound pretty good.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a bad place. Pretty cozy. I'd rate it 5 stars. I just think they don't want me to. I just don't think they want me to come in and beat them again. To be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, then Texas beating Boise—that was crazy. It's setting up. It sets up perfectly for this Saturday game against us. So, and then like we talked about earlier, Oliver was one of the player of the week's nominations, which. I'll tell you right now, if you haven't heard the Jeff and Mike podcast, I voted for you. So
thanks, man.
I actually did not. Yeah, he did not. For EMU's quarterback after a very impressive display, breaking two CSFL records this week.
Yeah, after he threw three or four interceptions against me. But
Two.
Okay, I love the Mac just as much as the next guy, but come on.
All right.
Come on, Mac, man. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Any thoughts by you about week three, Rory?
I'm not going to talk about my game.
Don't do it, Rory.
Just don't talk about it.
You know, I mean, we've all talked already had the drink set aside because I figured we were going to talk about it. No, I mean, just, you know, why? That's all I can say. Why?
The sim gods definitely were not in your favor.
Well, I mean, we can't go blaming sim gods. We can't go blaming anything. I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, time management can be a killer sometimes. It is what it is. No, I mean, we've seen a lot of good games this week, though. You know, the Boise State Texas game, that one was defined in the fourth quarter as well.
Yep.
You know, the end of the fourth right there, you know. Clutch DM'd me right after our game, and he's like, "Welcome to my world." Welcome to my world. He goes, "That happened to me too."
It happens to all of us. I mean,
does. I mean, it really does.
Me and you at Bowling Green, I mean, we had some that was a really rough year.
We almost made the comeback.
Yeah, we
almost made the comeback. We almost did.
Yeah, but at Bowling Green we had a few upsetting games like that where it just came down to the wire, and overall on our record it didn't show that we were that good of a team, but man, we were in every game.
We only had one game.
Yeah, so
we only had one against Kent State.
Yeah.
Because we played Kent State. We lost Kent State. We scored like 21 points end of third, all of the fourth. Then week two didn't play. Week three didn't play.
Yeah.
And I think
week four or something. We came back, that's when they shut down the MAC.
Yeah.
Week four, we came back. They shut down the MAC. And let's see. Because I did three games for Nebraska. So I started as the interim at Nebraska week five. So my first game as interim at Nebraska last season was against Texas A&M.
I mean, I had like a 50-year career in the MAC, so sometimes it's easy to blend one or two games together. I knew that we had a very limited season. I didn't think it was just one game. I thought we also got to play. I thought we also played NIU that year, but I guess I'm mistaken.
No.
Uh-huh. Wasn't that who we were set up to play week two?
We were set up.
No, that was me at Miami, Ohio.
Miami, Ohio, because I followed Miami, Ohio as well.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the Miami, Ohio team.
Rest in peace, Miami, Ohio.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Kent State week one, EMU week two, which we didn't play them, and then week three, which we were supposed to play the game, and I think somebody got sick at CFSL headquarters or something or another.
Yeah, and then it all went downhill from there.
Yeah.
And then Clemson, it all went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Because we came back week four and
the madness
happened.
Yeah. Unfortunately, COVID not only affected real life, but it affected the CSFL as well.
Very much so.
Well, Oliver, I already see it coming. What are your thoughts on the Texas game?
Texas is back,
probably
baby!
All you're going to talk about from number three.
Yes. I was having a pretty mediocre common game for myself, but the second I turn that game off to go to bed, I start popping off.
Oh, you turned it off, so you didn't. That's right. You did come back and was like, "What? You were so confused." That's right.
I know. I had no idea we came back. I was so, but yeah. To be honest, like I think after pulling off a victory like that, we should definitely be considered top five or at least top six. Like it shows we have that clutch medal.
I'll
number six. So you were personally. I also was trying to kind of hype up this game, so I might have been a little biased.
Yeah, I don't know if I would put Texas like top five. I would maybe have them in my top eight, but we will get to our top 10 rankings.
Okay.
At one point in the show. So,
yeah.
Week three was very interesting. I mean, we had a lot of talent be shown on the field. Talk about EMU, their quarterback absolutely popped off. You talk about Tennessee with Oliver, absolutely incredible game. And we also had some flaws in talent show as well. Notre Dame being one of them. It was a solid game by Notre Dame, but coming in with that high of expectations, I mean, you're 2-0 and everybody's hyping up Notre Dame and you're supposed to be the number one team in the CSFL and you nearly don't pull off with the win.
Yeah, they did win.
They won 34-31 over Oregon.
Yeah.
And I don't think many people saw the Oregon game being that close. There was, of course, some people like me and ASU that, you know, we like Venom. We talk to Venom all the time, and we want to hype him up, and we want Oregon to succeed. But I don't think any of us saw Notre Dame and Oregon being that close. Notre Dame should have ran the table in that game. I'm not sure what the point spread was for that game, but I'm taking it. It had to be at least two touchdowns, probably. That sound right to everybody else?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I've definitely been a pretty big Oregon guy as well. Like back when I used to run my agency, if you all remember that, I attempted to recruit Jedediah Longtree. So I've talked with Venom and 14R Davis and a bunch of the other Oregon top brass, and yeah, they're one of the teams I've definitely liked. But once again, even then, I did not expect that game to be that close.
So, actually, Oregon was favored by 3.
Oh, really?
Mm. Mm. Yes. Yep.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm looking at Sportsbook right now.
I can say for sure that I did not see Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, I know Oregon was ranked 1 when they played, and Notre Dame was ranked 2 at the time.
Yes, they were.
But rankings, so the rankings were in the first couple weeks, it's hard to really go off of rankings.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the rankings, which I think somebody said that Rory, that said there's a power ranking system that's actually coming into effect, or was that somebody else? That was Schmitty. That was Schmitty, right?
Yeah.
All right. So power rankings is what should be really looked at, and Oregon talent wise, roster wise, while they're a good team, power rankings wise, if you were to put them in there, they wouldn't really fall number one. It's more of just what happened in the first two garbage weeks, you could say, when there's a lot of max CSFL games. You know, teams are getting the teams are getting their rust put together. I mean, look at LSU. LSU goes 0-2 at the beginning of the season, and we all know they're a good team, but their ranking doesn't reflect that. So
yeah, the first few weeks are always a lot less relevant because teams are still figuring things out.
For sure.
Possibly the biggest letdown of the week is OU Texas Tech.
here we go.
42-28. That game.
You expected more.
That game was probably thought by a couple people to be a lot closer than it ended up being. I know at one point, I think Tech ended up scoring the last touchdown of that game. So I believe we were actually trailing 42-21.
Yes.
So very, very rough game there. Something that definitely wasn't expected. I'm sure it was expected for Oklahoma to win, but the score was not really expected in that one. If you take into effect what people thought of Texas Tech at the beginning of the season, maybe, but after the opening win against a very highly ranked and very highly thought of Iowa team on the road, and then you think about the game against Northern Illinois that we had, I mean, what do you have to say about it, Julian? Because I know that you're hyped, and I know that winning the very first ever Hangover Bowl is a huge deal to you and your boys at Oklahoma. So sort of what I'm asking, I guess, is what was the reaction by the team, and what is your reaction now?
Okay, so for the team, I mean, if you don't think that you're the top team, you're not doing this right. You're not hyping up your team enough, and you're not game planning well. So my team, honestly, my team captains, I'll tell you, they expected it. They were not surprised at all of the outcome. Maybe, like you said, how we dominated was like that was interesting. Because in my sims, I definitely had us winning. In my game planning, I definitely had us winning, but it wasn't as lopsided as the game itself looked. I feel personally. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, I just as an AD, you expect to win. So the rest of the team buys into that. If you're not as high on yourself, you know, your team will read that and they'll get less, you know, hyped about the situation. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be a closer game for sure, but I had confidence in my team to pull it out. What?
That's because you used your best settings, right?
Exactly, because against EMU, I did not. I used my second best. Little, you know, knick-knack, okay. Little fact for y'all, even though I scored 93.
Write that down.
Write that down.
All right, and so I hope that you have the liquor set next to your table, Rory, because we're about to come to a very touchy subject here.
Oh, jeez.
I opened it, but go for it.
All right. So,
Chug.
I'm going to ask you the same question that I just asked Julian. What was the team's reaction to the Miami-Nebraska game after the game? Like, what was the locker room like? And what was your reactions watching the game?
My reaction watching the game was during the game, you know, I was the first quarter, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I mean, they came out and did what Miami does. You know, they came out, punched us in the mouth and said, hey, we're here to play. And then we said, well, guess what? You're in our turf. Not happening. But then, you know, somehow the gods of Lincoln, Nebraska that day and decided that we were not going to use our three timeouts that we had and burned up the clock.
Jeez.
We're in field goal range in the fourth quarter. But, you know, it happens.
So do you think so my question sort of is here is, was the team's reaction after the game kind of more positive, knowing that the game could have went your favor if the timeouts were actually used and you guys were in a position to win? Or was it more of heartbreak and less looking at what the game could have been?
Well, I think my team kind of overlooked what could have happened there as far as, or what, in my opinion, should have happened there, and what went straight to, well, why did this not happen? And what they were extremely mad, and, you know, things that everybody would expect out of a team when things like that happen. And I had to kind of go into damage control and, like, whoa, guys, hold on. Just stop. Hold on a minute. Like, you know, and after I explained to them, you know, listen, it happens, you know. We had a time management issue, you know. We should have did this, but we didn't, you know. We should have won that game. We could have won that game, but we didn't, you know. It happens, you know. It's on me. I should have did this different, or I should have did that different, but I didn't. And, you know, that's completely on me. You know, after I kind of got them calmed down and they were thinking more rationally about it, you know, there wasn't really a heartbreak about it. You know, they were like, you know, yeah, we should have won that game. And why didn't we? You know, like, they're like, what? Why didn't we win that game? You know, we could have beat them, and we should have beat them, and why didn't we? You know, we really, like, I had them all pumped up after the game. So, I mean, Mizzou better watch out.
All right. So, and Miami's a pretty good team still.
They are.
And
very good.
To see Nebraska after the struggles that Nebraska's been through and the low expectations that have been set for the team, and to see them win or lose, I mean, it's a heartbreaking defeat secretly inside of all of us except the Miami locker room. We know that Nebraska should have, could have, and would have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a light to the CSFL, and it's kind of heartwarming to see Nebraska do what they did during this game. And as collectively as CSFL fans, we kind of appreciate what happened in that game, and it's kind of nice to see the comeback happening in Nebraska. And
right.
Really looking forward to seeing what this team can do, because to take it to Miami like that, I mean, after
yeah.
that game, you're going to have to be emotionally fired up for the next game. And Missouri's coming off of a high horse win. You know, they're being talked about heavily. After the podcast, you know, people are going to, the Mike and Jeff do a podcast, people are going to start talking about Missouri, and people are going to start getting on that Missouri hype train. And they got to watch out against Nebraska, because Nebraska is definitely a trap game for them. And it could go in a way that none of us are expecting. And who knows? Nebraska might pull it off next week against Missouri.
The algorithm is a fickle mistress. You never know who can win or not in this league.
And Oliver, so we're going to kind of go over here without getting too excited about it. Kind of what was the team's reaction in the locker room to this Tennessee win, other than we're going to win the national championship?
Fair. Well, basically, we were at, like, I'm pretty sure it was in, we were like three quarters through the fourth quarter, and we still had a decent bit of ground to make up. So, like, everybody, like, we were kind of down, like, not feeling it. We still had no idea. And, like, it was around this time that I had went to bed because I had to get up relatively early the next morning. And so I checked the score, and I see that we won. And so after I finish rubbing my eyes for the next 50 seconds to see if I'm seeing that correctly, I go to the Discord and see that everybody absolutely, pardon my language, but they absolutely lost their shit. I'm telling you. Like, a win, and a win like that, why wouldn't you? Like, everybody was so pumped, like, before the game, during the game, we were bleeding orange and white. We had Kaiser Washington, our cornerback, give the pregame speech. Nice. Everybody during the game was very active in chat and in locker room and stuff like that. And just overall, like, everyone was really just a lot of heart and soul was being put in that, and that's how we got that win at Boise.
All right, and so we've got everybody's reaction on their game, and I think it's kind of time that we sort of look at who we think is the top 10 teams in the CSFL right now. So I think we can skip Oliver because I believe that this entire top 10 consists of nothing but Tennessee. So
Texas. I'm sorry, what now?
Texas, not Tennessee.
And no, it's not 10 Texases. It's 9 Texases and then Missouri.
And Oklahoma. So 8.
What?
So
sure. I'll give you. Let's, he heard what he heard.
Let's kind of get into these. What is that?
Where would you put Missouri? I'm curious.
Well, we can probably get to that when we do our top 10, and well, then we can hassle them.
I think I just want to know where Oliver puts Missouri sure. Real quick. I just want to know where he puts
Missouri. Well, nowhere specific as of now. You guys know more about this than I do, but I think they're definitely top 5 for sure. You're hearing about this hype train.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So
I don't think they're top 1, but I think they're top 5, maybe top 4.
All right. So ASU, I'm going to go ahead and have you start here. So who would you say is your top 10 teams in the CSFL right now?
I mean, I would love to put us at number 1, but we just obviously don't deserve it. As much as you hyped us up, I cannot put us at 1. I have to put that Notre Dame at 1 just because they literally beat number 1. So, Notre Dame is 1. Then I have us at 2. Then Missouri at 3. Miami at 4. Texas Tech. Okay. Hold on. Okay, so Oklahoma State would be 5. Then Texas at 6. Florida 7. Okay, and then this is where. Okay, hold on. This is where I have to start looking at the website, looking at the scores again. I forgot how I ranked this. I forgot who was 8 for me. Was it Florida? I already said Florida. That's 7, right? God dang it. Oklahoma State. That's I already said them, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to remember. Oh, I think it might have been Tech at 9. I don't have them falling
at very 8. Far.
Am I at 8?
You're at 8.
Jesus. Oh my god. All right, okay.
So we've done Notre Dame at 1. Yep. And then you did
OU.
Yep, OU at 2.
Missouri.
Yeah. Missouri. And
Miami.
Miami.
Oklahoma State, Texas, Florida.
Probably Oregon at 8.
Oh, Oregon. Jeez. Oh, no, nah, dude. I have Oregon in the top 5. So move back.
Don't you dare say Texas.
Move back Texas to 7.
No!
And then Oklahoma State goes to 6.
I was going to edit this out to avoid Julian's embarrassment, but I believe with that reaction right there, we deserve it.
Keep that crap in.
Okay, and then I have... Is it... Okay, I might have Florida State. Yeah, I think I might have Florida State at 9. And then, dang, because there's a lot of shakeup in the last, like, 5 of the top 15. So, like, it just. Yeah, Florida State. And then I guess Wisconsin comes back in? No, I haven't even mentioned Boise. Boise at 10.
All right.
I'll stop now.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll probably edit that out if I can. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get started on my top 10 here. So yeah. Let's try and not get too hyped, Julian, because I have Oklahoma at number 1.
Boomer Sooner. Okay. Yeah.
I have Notre Dame at number 2.
Okay.
I have Missouri at number 3. And following Missouri, not dropping far at all, I have Oregon at number 4.
Okay. I respect that.
After Oregon in number 5, we have Oklahoma State. And then after Oklahoma State at 6th, we have Miami. Mm. Following Miami in 7th, we have Texas.
Hook 'em.
Following Texas in 8th place, I'm going to go ahead now and say this. They're 1-2 in their record.
Okay.
But I'm going off of less record, and I'm going more off of who I believe is capable of being in the top 10. So in 8th, I have LSU.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ninth. I definitely have them in the top 15, but okay. Go, continue.
In 9th. I have Florida, and I am sorry, Boise State fans, but in 10th place, we have Texas Tech University.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And what do you think, Rory? What's your top 10 coming after this week?
Wow. I tried to pull up my list, and I guess I lost it from whenever I put it in earlier. And I lost connection whenever I tried to pull it up. I might lose connection. Give me like 2 seconds, okay? Let me see if I can find my list that I had earlier.
All right.
Interesting, though. That's very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I was going less off of record, and I'm kind of just looking at I'm just kind of going for the itch of who I believe deserves in there, and LSU, why they went 0-2.
They looked, they were very impressive for sure.
They were very impressive, and they have the talent, and we all know that they have the talent. Yes,
you found it, Rudy?
We can hear you.
Did you find it, Ruru? Oh, nope. Okay, we lost him.
Yep. All right, he'll be back.
Yeah.
So LSU has the talent.
You guys know while we're waiting for him?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, might as well. Oh, okay, he's back.
All
right. So, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
So, I kind of agree with Kurt on this one. I had Oklahoma at one as well.
Wow. Okay.
Julian, you're welcome.
Thank you. I will take that.
I had Notre Dame at two. I had... Now, see, I can't pull my list back up, so I got to remember. I had... I had Missouri at three.
Okay, yep.
At four.
Yep.
Ooh.
I had, and I don't know why I did this, but I had Texas at five.
Ooh.
You hear that? Okay.
That was the most Mario Kart thing I've heard.
Wouldn't you think more Woody Woodpecker?
Oh my God.
No.
Yeah, kind of.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Rui.
he threw me all off guard with that too, man.
All right, sixth place.
Sixth place. I had Oregon.
Okay.
Seventh. I had, I think I had Florida State.
There's a take.
Right.
Okay.
And I know I had LSU at 10.
Okay. Right. Wow. Y'all are okay. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
Yeah. I had LSU at 10. And then nine, I had Oklahoma State.
Okay.
And Boise at number eight.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I think we all have very different and interesting takes on our top 10.
Yeah, we do.
So, I mean, I like how Rory has LSU in the top 10. I have them in 8th place. He has them in 10th.
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree, sort of, that LSU has talent. And we know that they have talent. And the first 2 weeks, as I said, I mean, the first 2 weeks, everybody's rusty. The ADs sometimes screw up the game plans. You'll have just – it's more of a figuring out period than a actual executing the talent you have on the field. And I think you saw a case of that with LSU where they were rusty with how to actually use the talent that they had on the field. But last week you could kind of tell that they were putting the pieces together and they were very impressive. And we have a lot of hype trains going on in the CFSL this year. I mean, talk about Missouri. Huge hype train. I don't think anybody can have them ranked outside of their top three. We all had them at third. And
well, not all of us.
Oh, see, yeah, I was going to say, I didn't want to butt in. But Mr. Oman has yet to say his top 10.
I mean, if he has a top 10, he
can surely
do it.
Well, I have a top 5.
Okay, we'll take that.
Okay.
Number one is Oklahoma.
Wow, what?
You're welcome. Number two is Mizzou.
Oh, Wookiee's going to be furious. Continue. Yeah, I love it.
Make sure that Wookiee does not hear this podcast.
Oh, I'll make sure he hears it. Number three. Here we go. Number three.
I swear if it's not Notre Dame, Wookiee's going to murder us all in the morning. Okay. Thank goodness.
Number four is Texas.
Okay.
Big letdown.
Shocker.
And number five is Oregon.
Okay, very interesting. Okay,
yeah, Texas
look,
top.
You
five.
Guys know a lot more about what you're doing than me.
Well, I just kind of fill in the blanks, to be honest, and then I just think about the roster talent, and that's how I. Like, that's why I still have Oregon in my top five. Honestly, I remember now I have them still at three. So
I have Oregon in my top five for the same reason as you. Like, they're just too talented to be left out of there.
And they Notre Dame, like, well, Mr. D'Lo said that Oregon didn't look Notre Dame didn't look that impressive, but they still beat the number one team. So
yeah, that's the only reason that I kept them top three. That's why I put them in two. Talent wise, I believe they deserve in like fourth or fifth. Honest.
Yeah. Okay. Wookie, can you hear us?
If I all of a sudden disappear for unknown circumstances by tomorrow Wookie. Morning. You all know what happened to me, so.
Okay.
So,
let's hope he doesn't have the force paid off.
I actually want to get your guys' take. So, we just talked about our top 10 best teams in the CSFL, but I'm going to hear your guys' opinion on who the worst team in the CSFL is. So, we're going to.
Washington. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wow. We're going to give it to our co-host. We're going to give it to our co-host, Julian, here.
Oh,
so,
I have one the second.
Julian, who do you believe is the worst team in the CSFL?
It's honestly a toss-up. It's either – and I'm cheating because it's – I literally have Mac at the very bottom, so I'm just
going to – Well, I mean, we're obviously going to have a Mac team at the bottom.
So it's either Toledo or NIU.
All
right.
And you can interchange either one of them. Sorry, Horns Nation, even though Oklahoma State sucks. Anyways. It's either those two. And then after that.
Oh, he has more.
Ohio, then EMU. Oh, dude, I don't want to be disrespectful. Let me relax. You know what? Washington and then Kent State above them.
So he went all out with the worst team.
I am sorry, EJ. I am sorry. Y'all need to come with it next week, man.
And EJ's been so nice to all of us.
Dog, EJ's awesome. I love EJ, but.
Oh, yeah, I know. EJ's the best.
He's cool, man. He really is cool. But
so,
like...
sorry, man.
So, Rory, who do you believe is the worst team?
I mean, I kind of have to say a MAC team. I have to go with Toledo.
Yeah.
Sorry, ACD. I don't mean to dog on you, but. I mean, currently it's Toledo.
Somebody got a train in the background?
Yeah.
I find it quite relaxing.
Shades of Purdue joining the CSFL next year. Confirmed.
No.
I'd love to see the Boilermakers.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I think that's
first,
I think
he's on the Texas hype train.
I think that's DT Hall's team, eh? in league chat.
No, his favorite team is Oklahoma. He wants to take my job.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I'll tell you whose job I want to take.
About Purdue.
No, he hates me and he wants to take my job.
I'll tell you whose job really I want to take. And I'm not going to throw any shade here.
Uh-huh.
But in real life,
he wants to take the troll's job.
In real life, I am a major, major Michigan fan.
Oh,
and this Saturday, I will be attending my very first Michigan game, which has been a dream of mine since I was a very little kid in the big house. Michigan versus NIU. It's actually going to be, I believe, a sellout. So that should be a pretty good experience.
NIU are going to get drubbed
first.
Yeah.
But I would absolutely love at some point in time, and I'm sorry, Alan, I absolutely love you, buddy. You started my career in the CSFL.
Take his job right now.
You
do it.
You took me in with open arms, but one day,
cut to the chase.
Just know I am shooting for your job. And I mean, not to talk too bad about Michigan here, but I think we can all agree it is kind
of. Yeah, what happened to them after week one, man?
I think it is due for a change in the coaching at Michigan. And I don't mean to hate on Allen.
Hate.
And I'm not going to hate on Allen. I'm just going to say that Michigan has been the only consistently bad team in the CSFL.
Yikes.
Name a team who has been this consistently bad since I don't believe Michigan has had a good season since season 5, and we're in season 12. And
jeez.
You're right.
That's probably Alan DMing him right now.
And
make sure to tune in to this first ever podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to take things lightly here in the hangover. And I don't mean to hate on Alan over at Michigan. He tries his best. He's passionate about the Wolverines. You know, he really pushes the values that you would think of when you think of the Michigan Wolverines. You know, the team. But right now it's looking like Rich Rodriguez era Michigan, and they ain't getting anything done. So
Rich Rod.
Yep.
Shots
are fired.
I doubt he even listened to it. Don't even worry about it.
So I mean, they're at the bottom of the Big Ten this year. And to be honest, when I look at the MAC, I believe that Kent State could beat Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Kent State versus Michigan next week. I put all of my sportsbook money on Kent State.
To be fair, Kent State's very good, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to throw a little shade real quick. Wisconsin did beat them pretty, handedly. The week after we beat them 42-14. So I don't really trust Michigan much either. So.
Yeah. So basically Ohio State, absolutely garbage in the CSFL.
Chef.
And
cool.
I don't mean to sound so cruel when I say it, but even in the CSFL, with Ohio State being as bad as they are, they still dominate Michigan. I mean, it's just a consistently bad team that we haven't seen good in a while. And I think we'd all love to see Michigan.
Yeah, you two raised incredibly valid points. Yeah.
I personally, even if I'm not coaching, because I doubt that I ever get that coaching job at Michigan, but It would be nice. Faith. It would be nice to see somebody come into Michigan and bring the program back to relevance. Because I believe in season one, Michigan had an amazing year. In the very first season of CSU.
That was before Allen, though, right? Allen, like, showed up a couple seasons after. Maybe.
And then he showed up, and Michigan started to go downhill.
Jeez.
And Allen has done an incredible job being a part of the staff. You know, he works hard for the CSFL, and he's a reliable member to go to when you have questions.
For sure.
And I believe that at this point in his career, he should hang the hat and go full-time into staff for the CSFL. Because we all love the guy. I mean, who could hate Allen? He's sarcastic a lot of the time. And he's a great guy. We all love Allen. But I think it's time for... somebody else to come into Michigan, and there's a few MAC guys right now. I mean, looking down at Kent State, they have a pretty good-looking coach that might be able to take that Michigan program to new heights coming in if that job opportunity open.
Are we going
to
trade coaches?
Easy.
Well, that's what the coaches portal is for.
Julian came from the MAC.
I did.
Me and Julian came from the MAC.
Yep.
Me and Z Money were the only MAC coaches that didn't get an interim last season. Just a little tea.
Here we go.
But I mean, it was rectified.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's not your fault. I just wasn't
qualified.
I went 0-1. I understand, but like,
I was 0-1 too.
Yeah, but. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. So before we get too far into our just random talk here, which you will see weekly on The Hangover. I mean, we're not here to be too serious of a podcast. We're here to break things down, say it as it is. And, you know, we got... If you want a super serious podcast, I mean, we have Mike and Jeff do a podcast. They'll break everything down, go through it as stats. But here at The Hangover, we're just a hangout, you know? We're going to break down things. We're going to cover, you know, the basics, rank who we think's good. And, you know, this is mostly a chat podcast, you know? We're going to chat about what we think, and that's how it's going to work. But before we do that, let's preview week 4, shall we?
Segue.
All right. So, these are not in order of the time that the games will happen. These are in time on the website because I don't have time to put together a list of
schedule.
Schedule. Yeah, but I mean, I have to open Discord for this, man.
No, but schedule is correct on the website.
All right. So, week 4. Monday, September 13th, we see, first off, Inside the Blitz podcast, but I mean, you have The Hangover, so why listen to that? Just kidding. Just kidding. All right, to start off week number 4, we have Miami at Alabama, followed by Boise State at Texas A&M, and that is going to be your opening day of CSFL week 4. Week number 4, Tuesday, September 14th. Starting off, we have Kent State at Illinois. And I know it's a MAC versus MAC showdown, but Kent State's probably going to run away with that. And Northern Illinois is just going to be looking forward in time, hoping and praying that they can get out of the stadium. And as the very, very famous NCAA commentary would say, they just want to get out of there so they can get to their flights, you know? That's Auburn. Fair. Auburn at Florida State follows that. After Auburn, Florida State, we have Washington at Iowa.
Oh, yikes. Okay, sorry.
Rest in peace, Washington.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we have Bowling Green at Eastern Michigan. Who else can agree with me that this is the Who Cares Bowl?
Yikes. No, but okay. So I like
Michigan has a player of the week.
I like Canada. Terrell Allen. Yeah, Terrell Allen is good, even though he threw three or four interceptions against me. He's got potential.
Oh, wait. Actually, I see that Ohio and Toledo are on the schedule. There's our true Who Cares Bowl.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, because Bowling Green and EMU, like, if you like inflated max stats for quarterbacks, then you can tune into that one all you want, but...
I mean, Bowling Green arguably at one point had the best quarterback in the CSFL.
Yeah. But yeah, Toledo like and
5 years ago.
But Toledo and Ohio.
Actually, no,
look,
no. When I was there, my time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Toledo and Ohio. Like as much as I love Toledo and they are my former alma mater, but
man,
they're just not good.
I like JCD though. I think he'll figure it out eventually.
I'm an Ohio Bobcat fan in real life. It really pained me to go to Miami, Ohio, because I hate Miami, Ohio with all my guts in real life. But in this virtual world that we live in, that's my home. That's my origins. I absolutely love Miami, Ohio. But Toledo, huge rival. I hate them in real life. I hate them in CSFL, and that's never going to change. So,
hey, come on. Don't disrespect my alma mater.
Continuing Wednesday after Bowling Green and Eastern Michigan, we have Wisconsin at USC. So we'll see what Wisconsin can do.
Yeah.
And then we have this game. Notre Dame at Michigan. Florida may have put up 105 points, but Notre Dame's about to put up 110.
Jeez.
Thursday, we have the Who Cares Bowl against Ohio and Toledo. I love my Bobcats, but in CSFL, they absolutely blow. And rest in peace to the viewership for the CSFL, because I don't think anybody that's outside of the locker rooms for those two teams will be watching that game. Following, we have Ohio State at Oregon.
Yeah.
In real life, Ohio State lost miserably.
Not miserably. It was close.
And
not if you watch the game.
And in this, they will lose miserably.
In the CSFL.
Yeah.
Oregon is going to do what they did against Ohio State in real life, except Ohio State's offense will be non-existent. Oregon will slaughter the Ohio State defense all day long.
They will chop them up and serve them for dinner.
And then we have LSU at Tennessee.
I'm very excited about that game.
Is where we see if LSU is real.
Yeah.
If they can come out and beat Tennessee, it is going to be absolutely huge for the momentum going on for LSU from that point forward.
Yeah, that's a credibility make or break for sure, that game.
Friday, we have Clemson at Florida. The question is in this game, can Florida continue their offensive onslaught? They have been so impressive so far this year, and if they keep going, no doubt in my mind, they'll be in my top five next week. Then we have the game that Rory is excited about, but probably shouldn't be. Because we have Missouri at Nebraska.
I believe in you, Rory.
I am going.
No, I don't.
Crossed. Nebraska blows the doors off of Missouri.
Okay.
But in my head, I know. In my head, I know. Missouri's probably going to beat Nebraska. I'm sorry, Rory.
If it happens 2 weeks in a row with a time issue. Oh.
Rory, if that happens, Rory should just retire.
I won't retire. I'm not a quitter.
And then we have the game that hopefully you two can stay calm as I mention this. Saturday, September.
Sorry, continue.
The Red River Rivalry.
Yeah, Horns.
The big one.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma is going to Texas
No, we are going to – oh, no, you're right. Yeah, we are going to Texas. We're just going to Dallas.
Oklahoma is going on the road to play Texas, and they're going to walk out, and they're going to own the state of Texas after this game.
They're going to walk out with a horn through their chests.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm,
that's what I said. That's what I said. And then to finish off the week, we have everybody's favorite CSFL team, the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Oklahoma State. Yeah, not that you were going to say Oklahoma State.
And we'll see the best quarterback in the CSFL. Take on Oklahoma State.
That was the game before that, but continue.
So
you're talking about Harris Murray, right?
Don't you even dare.
Yeah,
don't
best quarterback is Patino.
Dare with Harrison Murray, bro.
No, it's definitely Jim Carr.
I am so upset about that Harrison Murray.
What do you mean?
Still.
It's Vito. Vito is one of the best ever.
So
he's all right.
Texas Tech at Oklahoma. Oklahoma has its chance and will, in my mind, sweep the state of Texas and take Texas home and put it in the cradle and feed it a bottle of milk, because they are about to make Oklahoma, Oklahoma is about to make Texas their little baby. Texas Tech at Oklahoma State.
Pardon me, sir.
Texas Tech has a chance to possibly redeem themselves in the state of Oklahoma. So we'll see what happens here coming up in the next week. But we have some interesting matchups to come next week, and I'm pretty excited to see it. I mean,
all jokes aside, it's going to be an exciting week.
It's going to be a very exciting week.
Yeah, for sure. Can we get back to that baby comment for one moment?
I know for sure that I will not be tuning in Thursday, September 6th to watch Ohio at Toledo.
September 6th?
September 16th.
Hey, okay.
And
I'll watch it.
I'm probably not going to watch that. I'll be at work anyway, so what's the
listen,
point?
If I had any sense of, like, patience, but I don't since I'm an adolescent, I would give them, like, a pity watch, but unfortunately I can't bring myself to.
I'll just have it on my computer. I won't. Like, I'll watch it, I'll be there, but we'll see how present I really am.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, it's my alma mater, but they suck.
But, like, you gotta have faith.
They only have, like, three players above a three-star.
Yeah, so,
And they only have... I don't think they even have like a full page of legitimate recruits.
Remember that three-star. He thinks you don't matter when he tries to get
three-star. Hey, three-star lives matter. Okay.
Hey, I was
all over that.
I was one of them up until I went to Texas.
Oh, one of them? Oh, so we're treating
them. Dang, that's right, you were. Wow.
We are treating
them. What did I just do to myself?
We are treating three stars unequally in the CSFL.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe that.
I wish I could tag all three stars.
Bro, what happened to three-star equal ranks, man? Like, at one point in time.
How did I just turn this into a class war?
Bro, there were so many three stars in the CSFL. Like, barely anybody put their money in to be a five star at the beginning. So, like, you got to remember, three stars ruled this league at one point in time, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You're treating this like it's the history of, like, an empire.
It is the history of an empire, man. Those three stars built
the working man once ruled this area until the tyranny came and snatched it from the hands of the peasants.
Yeah, then elites became a thing, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I instantly jumped on that, bro.
I'm not an elite. I'm a humble five star.
Five stars are good, too. It's just,
elites are a little bit better.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't spend any money on
elite quarterback is absolutely
Yeah, the thing is, I don't spend any money on Sportsbook, so I just get upgrades, hopefully, via, I don't know.
He gets upgrades through other people.
Okay. So I see you, Juby. I see you, Juby.
Ah, we see what you do, Juby.
It actually wasn't Juby. It was someone else.
We're learning.
That's what the hangover is all about. Let's hear this tea.
All right. Somebody get the mop ready. I'm about to spill some tea. All right. So, an unnamed teammate of mine.
Unnamed? That's kind of a Debbie Downer. I was hoping to hear more out of the story.
No, I don't want to implicate anyone else in this.
Breaking news, Oliver is going anonymous.
Basically, he works at some sort of car dealership, and so he says, whoever can guess the amount of cars we've sold so far in the month, this was like a week ago or so, gets 3 packs on me. And so a bunch of people start guessing. The thing was, they forgot that he said this month. It had only been like a week into the month. And so they were all guessing like 80 something and whatever. And then they all look. So I saw it and I guessed 14. And it turns out I get it exactly right on my first try.
Do I hear CFSL violations here?
I wasn't gonna go that, but I'm hearing a bunch of yellow flags right now.
If we were in Discord, we would be spamming that yellow flag.
Oh yes, yes you would.
Penalty flags.
Huge penalty.
Wait. As Juby would put in a GIF, it tastes like flag.
Mm. Exactly.
Just don't let Mike hear this.
Yeah,
I won't.
We're just gonna have to bleep the entire last segment out of this podcast.
Let's do that.
I'll just put some peaceful music over this segment.
Yeah,
that's excellent. Put like the Oklahoma Sooners fight song.
You know what I think would be funny.
I think I'll put the Nebraska fight song instead.
You know what I think would be funny? You can put the music over it, and then there can be, like, brief, choppy, half-second pauses where you can hear, like, one or two words of what I'm saying, and then it just goes back to music.
Undisclosed teammate.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna put the Nebraska fight song over it.
Yeah, that'll get a few.
I knew I liked you.
Yeah, that
you
that,
have
that'll
to
go
like
for.
You recruited me.
Yeah.
For granted, it was correct.
The Nebraska song will definitely get a few shits and giggles.
I'm just hearing a bunch of flags. What is going on here, guys?
For granted.
Hold on, Julian. This is last.
For granted. In the Mike and Jeff Do a Podcast, I did not specifically mention the player that I offered a scholarship to before I was actually allowed to offer a scholarship.
Oh, drop it. Drop it.
So, welcome in. Welcome in Rory, who still has in our chat the Ohio University official, not only commitment graphic, but the official scholarship offer graphic.
Huh?
This is the man's that I offered early.
Good. Did it work out?
No, I got suspended.
No. No, he was suspended. And I will say, to this day, I did not say a word, so I still don't know how they figured it out.
I know why, and they are no longer in the league anymore because they got suspended.
Yikes.
But I forget the exact name of the player or the Discord, but I offered them a scholarship, and I mean – I'm glad that they reported it to Mike because it opened my eyes to how much I was cheating the system and how much of an unfair advantage I was gaining by doing so. I mean, it's not like I was going to land a 5-star anyway. I mean, I barely got Rory to agree, and he was a 3-star middle linebacker, if I'm right.
Yep,
and
at the time.
So the question is, did he accept the scholarship?
Did he accept the scholarship? Okay. So
because if he did and then reported it, that's kind of a dick move.
Well, Rory, at this point in time, when he had just joined the league, was not the all bright and sunshine, I'll talk to you kind of guy. So basically, when I offered the scholarship, I believe his exact quote was, "Seems all right."
Oh, that's a beautiful answer, Rory.
Clap it up, boys.
I'm going to use that if I'm ever a recruit again. I'm going to use that. Oh, sounds all right.
So this dude was so bland. This dude was so bland while I was trying to recruit him. It was basically me typing an entire paragraph and an entire like booklet about Ohio University and why he should go to Ohio University. And this guy would give me okay as an answer. Okay. He would give me okay. Sounds good.
All right.
And I'll think about it.
Yeah, I see. I hate people responses. Like you. God, Rory.
Rory, monster.
That was when I first started.
Yeah, so to all you future, if Rory ever gets a player again, to all you ADs, do not hit him up in the DMs if you're looking for a guy who's going to be
AD
into.
Now, they won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. If he ever gets removed from his job for being terrible at Nebraska, just kidding.
We don't want this to end in fisticuffs here.
Whoa.
And you just became my least favorite person.
Oh.
Yikes.
Come on. Said, kiss and make up.
No reunion after, dang, what's his name? I already forgot. Courtney Harris leaves. No reunion.
It's okay. It's okay. My next player, I'm going to jump into Rory's inbox as soon as I create him, and I'm going to beg him with all of my, like, every ounce of my blood to go to Nebraska if he's still there.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I can, a boy can hope. A boy can hope. I mean, Curtis Andrews is a man.
The only thing I can see.
But
the only thing I can say, we'll see.
We'll see? All right. Thanks. That is a lot more of a confident answer than the sounds good that I got when we first communicated.
Character development.
In fact, you know what? In league chat, I'm going to actually find in me and Rory's messages, I'm going to find the picture that I sent him. For the Ohio University, I don't have it saved. I believe that I raged. And
I have it in the DM still.
Really? Okay, let's go all the way up. I'm going to go all the way up. I'm going in the full investment.
I have it in the DM.
My first words to Rory. Hello there and welcome to the CSFL. I am, and my name back then was actually Swedish. And if you put this into Google Translate, you will absolutely lose your stuff.
Oh, it cut him off. It didn't even let him finish.
It cut you off.
How are you? It cut me off?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Can you spell that out? Can you spell that out for me?
This...
I'm translating it.
Okay. E.
Help for me.
Okay.
Space. K N U L L A. Space.
Mm-hmm.
F I T T A.
Killer. It was like something cute, Kula or killer or something like that.
Inyola Fita.
And I was like,
It okay, it says like, E F word P word.
What does it say?
Okay, it says the letter E, then the word fuck, and then the P word.
Whoa!
So
yikes.
Yeah, that's basically how it translates. E means I, by the way. E means I.
Ah.
So that was my translation in Swedish.
Oh, come but on, man.
Rory's words were good yourself, question mark. I said, nice. And, okay, so we were talking about his player. I said, it's quite all right because he said he wasn't answering his phone due to low battery. So I'm just like, if I'm correct, you signed up as a middle linebacker. He says, correct. Me, nice. And a 3-star if I have it right still? Yes, still right. I was like, all right. Okay, this is where I'm going to really incriminate myself. And this is where I screwed up. Okay, I said, all right.
Put your listening ears on.
Well, I'll have to ask if we can keep the contents of this conversation private as to avoid recruiting violations. Exposed. Exposed right there.
Wow.
My man's says, sure.
I mean,
Rory.
So, listen, if we go
about
down.
Respect. I ain't no snitch, okay?
I ain't no snitch.
But continue.
Oh.
I work in a prison, Oliver. It's all about respect.
Fair all right. point.
So, basically, I said that I was. That's when I reached out to him and I told him that I was the head coach of the Ohio Bobcats. And this is when the Mac was first starting and Mike was letting us hype up the Mac as much as we could, despite the fact that he knew we were always going to be a sub-league. I said, and we're a Mac school currently. We cannot contend for the CSFL championship, but we can still win the Mac championship. And get this, back in the day, there was a possibility they were going to let us get promoted to the CSFL.
Mm-hmm. That never happened.
And this man had the audacity to tell me that he had never heard of the Ohio Bobcats before.
Which is correct.
That made me cry. I almost wanted to stop recruiting this guy right there. But I kept going.
Well, you probably should have.
I probably should have.
You should have.
I offered him the starting middle linebacker spot as a 3-star, knowing, and I'm sorry, Rory, but I lied to you. I had a 5-star middle linebacker that was going to come into the league that was going to take number one.
Man, let me tell you, you're not the first one to lie to me.
We all had to.
Because
the Mac had to lie because we were brand new.
Exactly. Well, the person that did end up getting me that season lied to me, too, and told me that I was getting the starting position. I went to his team, and then he went and recruited a middle linebacker that was a higher star than me, and he took the starting spot. And I'm like, oh, okay, so what do
so,
I do?
At the beginning
oh,
of the conversation,
outside linebacker.
When I started to tell Rory that we were a new team and the Mac was new, at the beginning of the conversation, I was explaining to him what the Mac was. So he didn't know what it was, of course, because he just came in. So I gave him a simple explanation. I said, which is why we can't contend for the national championship, but we can contend to win the Mac and maybe get promoted into the CSFL after we show good promise. Kind of like the minors, yes. It's a good place for 3-stars and 4-stars to compete and make a name for themselves. He says, sounds like it. This man, he really wanted, like, he really made me want to stop recruiting him right here, which I definitely should have. He says, has Ohio ever won the MAC before or came close? After I told him that the MAC was brand new.
I was talking about in real life, sir.
Oh,
you know so much about Ohio.
You could have specified.
And you could have answered with real life.
Well, to answer your question,
I think you guys still have some things to hatch out.
To answer your question from 8/22/2020, yes, Ohio won the MAC championship. And the last time they won the MAC championship, it saddens my heart to say, 1958.
What was that?
So, I have the picture right here. Let's save this into my... How do I... Okay, it's not going to let me... Okay, there we go. Save image as. There we go. Okay, so my graphic wasn't bad for me starting off with making graphics.
It wasn't really.
Yeah, it was the very first one that I sent. And I will send this to anybody who watches the podcast and ask, because I feel like this is a funny part of my time in the CSFL, because I was retarded and completely broke the rules, and I had no chill about it. That's why I apologize today.
For shame. I would never go against the rule book.
And I wanted to make it a point by going on the podcast to make sure Mike knows that I'm sorry for it. But if you look in league chat, you will see Ohio commit middle linebacker Michael Rury.
But hey, I want you guys to look at how my name is spelled here, right?
That's how
you see that in league chat.
My middle name is Michael, so that's how I spell it.
Oh.
So that's why I spelled it that way.
You going to get recruits spelling it with your middle name, huh?
Yep.
Okay, you guys really have some things to hash out.
So that is the recruiting graphic that I sent him as a commit. And I forget, let me go up here. To chats and see what he said.
I don't even remember.
Oh, he corrected me. He corrected me. He said, it's Michael. That's the last thing this guy said to me before I got suspended. And then April 1st, 2021, it completely switched. He said, hello, this is Coach Rury with the BGSU Falcons. How are you doing tonight? And nice. I was just as bad as a recruit. The only thing I said, your recruiting spot still open.
Oh, God. You guys were both terrible recruits in complete.
Your quarterback spot still open? So bland.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bro.
Just
those...
as terrible of a recruit, too.
Yeah.
Terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. It was like you were paying me back or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
like I read through that, you know, like after I was done with that and I was reading through that and I scrolled up a little bit and I'm like, oh, that's why you're so bland.
I don't know if I was a good recruit or not. I'll have to ask Lee J.
Bro. I reached out to so many people. I recruited Lee J. I recruited him.
Head coach?
Huh?
You recruited my first head coach?
Yep, I recruited everyone's first head coach. In fact, oh, bro, this was saddening. So, I got recruited by Oklahoma State, and he sent this whole recruiting message to try and get me to go to Oklahoma State as his backup quarterback, and I'd said that I would be down, and he never replied.
Oh,
the most hurtful thing.
Yikes.
Oh my God.
The most hurtful thing, though, was I was recruited by USC when Seth, I don't know if he's still AD there, But when he was AD there, and he recruited me for so long, and I gave him my verbal commit, and I was going to be his quarterback. And then he went and got a different quarterback and told me the day I could recommit that he had a quarterback. And I was forced to go, and I was forced to go down into the MAC, where me and my boy Julian tore it up at Miami, Ohio.
A tale of heartbreak and sadness.
Bro, my entire CSFL career has been heartbreak and sadness. I mean, look at the Oklahoma game.
Why am I laughing?
This is going to happen to you next week, so.
Yeah. Get ready for the Oklahoma pain, because I felt it. Although Lord Thanos didn't get a sack on me, so I did hold up to the crap talk that I was talking. Because I did tell him.
Yeah, but my other defensive end sacked you a couple times.
But I told Thanos specifically that he wouldn't sack me. I didn't say I wouldn't get sacked. I said he wouldn't.
You are correct on that. I can't. Yeah,
I talked crap, and I said that the only thing I was wrong about is us winning. But I was right about everything else, man. Although I do not think I stiff-armed him into his grave that game.
You did not.
Yeah.
Actually, though, I can't. Nah. I do remember you broke. He would have sacked you, but you broke like two sacks of his, if I remember correctly.
All right, so I didn't stiff arm him into his grave, but I did keep the promise of not letting him take me down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You didn't let him take you down into his grave.
I'm not sure how that makes sense, but sure.
It doesn't.
Wherever you were coming from, I'm sure it made sense in your head, so I'm going to say sure.
Yeah, sure. It sounded better when I thought it.
It always does.
All right. Well, we are at 95 minutes here on the recording. So
dang, I just did not expect us to go this hard.
Neither did I, but hey, it's the hangover. You know, we're just going to sit here and chat. And we'll probably run this long every time, to be honest. So, luckily, yeah, it won't be as late at night, though. So
can you believe we came up with this whole idea and recording? Like
we came up with this idea 100 minutes ago.
Yep. Yeah, y'all literally saw the birth of the podcast of The Hangover.
Podcast speedrun.
Yeah. That's how we like things here at The Hangover.
Gotta go nice, fast.
Nice, fast, and easy, just like ASU's bed performance.
I might be easy, okay? I won't give you that one.
Oh!
That is it.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
The rest of it is slanderous, and I will not stand for it.
Well, luckily, Rory's gonna die before we wrap it up.
Yeah, Rory, you're gonna have a heart attack.
ASU's my co-host, though, so he has to stick around for all the podcast.
Yeah, I have to be here.
He's a slave.
Yeah, I'll just say this definitely
will not
be my only
opinion. All the hard questions.
No.
I don't think he has enough time to really think about a hard question.
Let's ask the Ohio commit middle linebacker Myra Rury.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm just saying this definitely will not be my last time on here. I have had the time of my life.
Yeah, up way past your bedtime?
Damn straight. And
so,
my first day of school is later today.
Currently, we are at 96 minutes, so it's going to cut us off eventually. So anybody have any thoughts that they'd like to put in here? I mean,
I just
your shot.
Oh, Rui left. Rui, Nebraska is the worst team in the CFL. No, I'm just kidding. I'm excited. I'm excited for another week of CFL action.
And we will be back, actually. We will be back. The Hangover will be back. And
yeah, this isn't just a one-time thing.
No, this is not a one-time thing. In fact, I have plans of doing this
like twice. As
this could possibly be a pre-week and a post-week show.
I'm down. Hell, I could join as one of the regular members.
I believe that this is going to be the most retarded College Game Day version of College Game Day. And then the most retarded version of... I can't even remember the show they have after... Who even watches the show that they have after college football's over?
College football final.
Yeah,
yes.
College football final. Yeah,
I watch it because like it just helps.
We're the bad version of college football final. And college football final. Like this is our bad version of college football final, where we threw it together like 5 minutes before we recorded.
Yeah, we literally came up with the idea and started filming in 15 minutes.
If you guys listening in the CSFL, I'm sorry to pain you by having you listen to this for an entire nearly 100 minutes now. I mean, what a waste of your life. Why would you even tune into this?
It's a little entertaining.
Shame on you, CFSL Universe. Shame.
We will be... I mean, technically, this is the pregame show because it starts on Monday.
Yeah.
And technically today is Monday, but in the future, we're going to have a show on Sunday
and wrap it everything up. Yeah, I like that.
We're going to have a show on Sunday, wrapping everything up. And we're going to have a show on Wednesday in the middle of the week, kind of explaining everything that's going on and unfold some more tea. We're going to unfold some more tea here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, middle of the week tee.
I'll talk about the tight end that I illegally recruited this offseason.
Yeah. So we're approaching the 100-minute mark, and with the 100-minute mark, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for tuning in to The Hangover. Sorry to waste 100 minutes of your life there with the most entertaining and also worst college football breakdown you've probably heard in your life.
Hey, if it'll be like this every week, I might become a regular member.
This is our first podcast, right, Omen?
Yeah, first podcast.
I'd love to join full time.
Let's go.
So, from me, Dello Kill, I'd like to thank Coach Rory, and I'd also like to thank Oliver for coming onto the show as our guest for the first Hangover.
I might want to be another co-host.
It was an honor to have you guys here, and
KPIs.
We'll see you again on Wednesday. Me and Julian will probably be in here solo on Wednesday, just unfolding our thoughts on the week. Probably not as long as a podcast as our wrap-up show is going to be, but it'll be something for y'all to listen to in the middle of the week, kind of just enjoy a little bit. So, but Sundays for our wrap-up, we'll have brand new guests on the show. We'll wrap it all up. We'll see what goes on. So, from me and my co-host, Julian, we thank you for joining The Hangover this week, and we'll see you all on Wednesday after the games have wrapped up. Anything you'd like to say before we go off the air, Julian?
Just thank you for listening. If you're still here, hit us up if you're interested in coming on.
We'd love to have guests for our wrap-up show next Sunday.
Absolutely.
Right, I'm going to go nurse my chocolate milk hangover.
All right. I'm going to be nursing my...
tequila, probably.
Whiskey.
Oh, but whiskey. Ooh, yes. He's gone fancy today.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Nice. So, here we are, The Hangover. We're here in the CSFL, and we're going to be here a lot longer than you guys want us to be. So, see you all Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to the first show, and thank you to our guest. So...
Boomer Sooner. Sorry.
Yep.
Welcome.
From The Hangover, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see y'all on Wednesday.
Have a good night.